Karkov went over to another man of about 48, who was short, chunky, jovial-looking, with pale blue eyes, thinning blonde hair, and a gay mouth under a bristly yellow mustache. This man was in uniform. He was a divisional commander, and he was a Hungarian.
"Were you here when the Dolores was here?" Karkov asked the man.
"Yes."
"What was the stuff?"
"Something about the fascists fighting among themselves. Beautiful if true."
"You hear much talk of tomorrow?"
"Scandalous. All the journalists should be shot, as well as most of the people in this room, and certainly the intriguing German unmentionable of a Richard. Whoever gave that Sunday Fugler command of a brigade should be shot.
Perhaps you and me should be shot, too." "It is possible," the general laughed. "Don't suggest it, though."
"That is a thing I never like to talk about," Karkov said. "That American who comes here sometimes is over there. You know that one, Jordan, who is with the Partisan group? He is there where this business they spoke of is supposed to happen."
"Well, he should have a report through on it tonight, then," the general said. "They don't like me down there, or I'd go down and find out for you. He works with Goltz on this, doesn't he? You'll see Goltz tomorrow. Early tomorrow." "Keep out of his way until it's going well," the general said. "He hates you bastards as much as I do, though he has a much better temper."
"But about this, it was probably the fascists having maneuvers," the general grinned.
"Well, we'll see if Goltz can maneuver them a little. Let Goltz try his hand at it. We maneuvered them at Guadalajara."
"I hear you are traveling too," Karkov said, showing his bad teeth as he smiled. The general was suddenly angry.
"And me too. Now is the mouth on me, and on all of us always. This filthy sewing circle of gossip. One man who could keep his mouth shut could save the country if he believed he could."
"Your friend Prieto can keep his mouth shut,
but he doesn't believe he can win. How can you win without belief in the people?"
"You decide that," Karkov said. "I'm going to get a little sleep."
He left the smoky, gossip-filled room and went into the back bedroom and sat down on the bed and pulled his boots off. He could still hear them talking, so he shut the door and opened the window. He did not bother to undress, because at 2 o'clock he would be starting for the drive by Colmenar, Cerceda, and Navacerrada, up to the front where Goltz would be attacking in the morning.